AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Warning from friendly Senate Democrats has caught the Biden administration's attention as it seeks more aid for Israel's war with Hamas. Sagar Magani has details.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. While it's all but inconceivable lawmakers would vote down aid for Israel, the mere fact Democrats are making the link is a complication. Since last week's warning, the administration has insisted for the first time publicly that Israel agree to demands for easing civilian suffering. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli warplanes heavily bombed an area around Khan Yunis in southern Gaza today as the military ordered mass evacuations from the town in the face of a widening ground offensive. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will address U.S. senators by video tomorrow. The classified briefing comes as the Biden administration impresses on Congress the need to approve its aid requests for Kyiv. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
There's not a magical pot of money out there that we can go dip into that we have been hiding off in the corner. It's straightforward. Congress has got to provide the funding or the United States cannot continue to support Ukraine. We'll continue to try to rally others to do so, but others looking at us and saying you're not giving the money, it undermines the case that we can make.
And a former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, Manuel Rocha, has been charged with serving as a covert agent for Cuba. This is AP News. A new group of entertainers has been given Kennedy Center honors. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraleta has the story.
Barry Gibb, Renee Fleming, Queen Latifah, Billy Crystal, and Dionne Warwick were honored for their contributions to the arts at the Kennedy Center in Washington. President Joe Biden hosted them at a White House reception. Biden says Warwick discovered her voice as a six-year-old at her grandfather's church.
She sang for the congregation, finding her gift and her calling that now spans seven decades.
Biden says Crystal is a showman with a heart of gold. Queen Latifah is a natural storyteller. Gibb and his brothers left an enduring mark on pop music. And Fleming's voice is like
jewels floating like butterflies. With her heavenly voice, Renee has risen from humble roots in upstate New York to the heights of the opera world and well, well beyond.
I'm Archie Zaraleta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.